Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi, Mort. I have, it's kind of like a two-part. I've listened to all the movies, so here it goes. The first one is, what does it mean when they say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you? And then the second part is when they're constantly trying to break the trust that you have with them.
They're trying to break the trust?
Lying.
I'm sorry, I'm still not getting it. Say it again.
They're lying.
They're lying. I see, they're lying, and that is breaking the trust.
Yes.
And so what's your question about the lying?
What do you do? How do you get around it when they're lying to you?
What do you mean, get around it?
Well, like, I had a session with Marianne. My husband and I live miles apart. I went down there like she suggested, and he was upset that I was there, but he did allow me to stay. He told me he went to work every day. He told me he'd be home at noon, didn't show up till 3. The next day he said he'd be home at 10, didn't show up till 1, and then he was, he's just constantly lying.
I wouldn't call that lying, although it's certainly a problem. I would call that, not being a man of your word. I would call that not following through.
Okay.
Is your question, what should you do about that?
Yes. What do I do?
Okay. So I'm going to focus on the second question. They're two totally different questions, and I'm going to, because I have so many people who want to ask a question, I'm going to focus on the second one, because I think it'll be helpful to more people, and also because I wrote a whole article about your first question, which you can find, I believe it's in the program, but for sure it's in my email series if you just sign up for my emails. So if you haven't already gotten that one, you will.
Okay.
Anyway, let's deal with the second question that Teresa's asking, which is, her husband is making commitments, he's not following through. What does she do about that? Let me actually, before I answer the question, let me broaden the question so that it's relevant for everybody. Essentially, what Teresa is asking is, my husband or my wife is disappointing me or hurting me or doing things that are painful for me. What do I do about that? First, let's talk about what you shouldn't do. You've heard me talk a lot in the program about the importance of putting the problems and the issues aside. You're certainly not going to make any progress in your marriage by hammering your husband or wife about every mistake they make or everything they do that you don't like. That will only make matters worse. You've probably already experienced that. So you don't want to make it the center of attention. Generally speaking, by the way, let me just say that a great rule in a marriage to live by, we try ourselves to live by this rule, we're pretty good about it, I think, is, I can make it very simple, never criticize, condemn, or complain. Probably sounds like a huge challenge to many of you. Right? And that one quality has probably caused the deterioration, or at least partly, of many of your marriages. Again, it's a very simple rule that we should all strive to live by. Never criticize, condemn, or complain. Now, I realize that leads to a huge question, which is essentially Teresa's question, which I have still yet to answer, which is, well, then how do I respond when he, for example, says he'll be home at noon and doesn't come home till 2? Or, for everybody out there listening, how do I respond when he or she does X, Y, Z, and you can all fill in the blank? So I'll teach you an important tool. And before I teach the tool, let me just offer a little bit of background so that it makes sense. We all want our husbands and wives to be sensitive to us. Now, as is often the case, when I use words, they're usually pretty deliberate, and I mean something specific. And my vocabulary, sensitivity, is not just this abstract concept. Sensitivity is a verb. And what do you do when you're being sensitive? You change your behavior in order to accommodate your spouse's feelings. That's what it means to be sensitive. That's a sensitive act. Modification of behavior to accommodate another's feelings. So we all want our husband or wife to be sensitive to us. In other words, we want them to change to accommodate our feelings. Teresa wants her husband to show up when he says he's going to show up. That's understandable. But we can't expect our husband or wife to change to accommodate our feelings unless they know how we feel. I know that sounds incredibly obvious, but I can't tell you how many times somebody will say to me, "Oh, Mort, he knows exactly how I feel. She knows exactly how I feel. I've told him 100 times. But then I'll speak to the other spouse and they'll be like, "I didn't know they felt that way." And it turns out that they never told them how they felt. What they did was they criticized, they condemned, or they complained. And when you criticize, you condemn, or you complain to somebody, they shut down. They turn off. They can't hear you. They get defensive. When you start a sentence with, "You did, you are, you always, you never," you can forget about it. You're in a monologue at that point. And so we can't expect our spouse to be sensitive to us, that is, to change their behavior to accommodate our feelings, unless they know how we feel. And most people are crystal clear about how they feel, but not at all clear about how their spouse feels, despite the fact that their spouse will scream at the top of their lungs 100 times, "How many times do I have to tell you?" But if you've said it 1,000 times, and maybe, just consider maybe, that it's you, that you're not saying it in a way that they can hear it. A lot of people respond to that and say, "Mort, that's crazy. It's not my responsibility to say in a way that he or she can hear it. It's their responsibility to hear what I'm saying." Well, I don't agree with that. I think there's dual responsibility. For sure, if you're on the listening end, it's your responsibility to try very hard to try to understand what your spouse is saying and what they're thinking and feeling. But there's dual responsibility. If you're not getting your feelings across, then you have to take responsibility and ask yourself, why am I not being effective in my communication? With that being said, here's the simple, very simple tool. When your spouse does something you don't like, when they hurt you, when they offend you, instead of saying, "You did, you are, you always, you never," just start a simple sentence with, "I feel," and then finish the sentence authentically. "I feel abandoned. I feel betrayed." In Teresa's case, you know, if he says he's going to come home at noon, he's going till 2, you know, you might say, "I feel disrespected," or "I feel unimportant." I can't put words in anybody's mouth. It needs to be authentic. You need to get in touch with what it is you're feeling, and then say, "I feel," and then finish the sentence. Now, there's a second important step to this tool. Very important. If you don't get this right, it won't work. You'll blow the whole thing. The first step is "I feel" sentence. The second step is, are you ready? Shut up. The mistake that people make too often is they say "I feel," and then they say "You are, you always, you never," and the conversation is off to the races in a very adversarial way, and the "I feel" sentence gets lost. And as long as the conversation is adversarial, you can bet your spouse feels right. And if they feel right, then they're going to feel justified in whatever it is that they did, and you're not going to get heard. But if you say, "I feel," and then shut up, so if you say the "I feel" sentence and then be quiet, what will happen? I'll tell you what will happen. and you can think about this in your own life experience. If you say to somebody, I feel, you know, unimportant, and you stop, the other person quickly realizes, their mind kind of clings to, what did I do to cause this person to feel that way? You don't have to tell them. I mean, if you try to tell them, they'll get defensive. But their mind just goes to it, and they end up feeling responsible. They feel compelled to behave differently. Nobody thinks of themselves as badly as your spouse is hurting you. I can guarantee you from your spouse's perspective, they don't mean to hurt you. They don't want to hurt you. They don't even think they're hurting you. They feel justified in what they're doing, and they've concocted some story that absolves themselves of responsibility of hurting you. And a lot of that is because of the adversarial conversations that ensue that eventually lead to them feeling justified. But if you just simply say, I feel, they will quickly realize what behavior they are doing that caused you to feel that way, and they won't want to be the bad guy. They won't want to be the one that caused that feeling. And so they'll feel compelled, their conscience will compel them to behave differently next time. Now, I can't promise that they will behave differently next time, but I can promise that at least you'll have taken a step in the right direction, and there'll be something compelling them to behave differently next time, be more likely. And if they choose not to behave differently, you've still accomplished something, because now they are knowingly and consciously behaving in a way that is hurtful to you. And they won't like themselves for that. That will just add to their guilt. And that will contribute to the mound of guilt that they're dealing with, which will serve as a constant motivation for them to modify their behavior. And the more they do it, the more motivation there will be until eventually they modify their behavior. By the way, sometimes it doesn't happen so much because they want to be sensitive to you. Sometimes it happens because they want relief from themselves, want relief for themselves. They're feeling guilty. So that's fine. I don't care why they behave more sensitively, as long as they start to do it. Okay, Teresa, so that's something for you to work with. Is that helpful?
Yes, he wasn't this way until this all started happening. So this is just something new that he started to do. So I just wanted to know how to nip it, and
yep.
I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. That's a tool. That's what not to do and what to do.
Thank you.